Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Anthony Giuliano, and I am so excited to be here today to shed some light on the Shadow DOM. But before I do that, let me introduce myself. Like I said, my name is Anthony Giuliano, and I work at Ionic, a company that is making app development accessible for everyone. At Ionic, I serve as the developer advocate for Stencil, one of our technologies. And today we're actually going to be talking a little bit about Stencil. But before we start, I want to let you know that if you have any questions about the Shadow DOM or Stencil, please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at A, that's 2 underscores, Giuliano. I'm always happy to answer any questions. All right, let's get into it. So the Shadow DOM, what exactly is it? Well, there are a lot of ways that we can define the Shadow DOM, but I really like this one, that the Shadow DOM is an API built into the browser that allows for DOM encapsulation and style encapsulation. In other words, the Shadow DOM allows us to create a local scope for parts of our DOM. In doing so, we're able to separate parts of the DOM so that their styles and their markup don't interfere with other parts of the DOM. The big takeaway point and the thing I want to get across here is that the Shadow DOM equals encapsulation. Now, definitions are a great place to start, but if you're anything like me, you might prefer a visual explanation. So, whenever we're talking about the Shadow DOM, it's really important that we also talk about the Light DOM. The Light DOM is the DOM that we all know and love, the DOM that we're familiar with. So, you'll see here in this representation, we have our Light DOM represented in its tree structure. So, we have our parent document node, and then below that, we have all of our child nodes. And you'll notice as you're looking at this that one of these nodes is a little unique, and that's the shadow host. Now, this shadow host is going to point to a shadow root. And under that shadow root, we're going to have children that are our common HTML elements, things like an image or a paragraph. And what's most important about this diagram is this dotted border around the shadow root and its child elements. The border here is meant to represent the shadow boundary. And what happens here inside the shadow boundary is this is where we get that encapsulation effect. So all of these styles and functionality from these elements under the shadow root can't pass through the shadow boundary. Now, that's how the Shadow DOM works and how it's structured, and that's all well and good.